Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess. This is Jen, my friend.
Hi, we're here.
We're here for our bi-weekly beauty podcast or twice weekly beauty podcast.
That's right. If you don't know what you are getting into, buckle up, friends. How you doing, Jess?
I'm well. So listen, I know you are getting ready for a trip. Tomorrow you're packing. We're taking not a break because we've got some episodes in the hopper, I think.
We do. I'm off to Germany to have a long-deserved visit with my stepson. Of course, Eric's coming too, obviously. But, you know, he and I are really going to have a good time. So we'll be there for 2 weeks. We're going to record next week. I'll be in Germany when we're recording, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's good. Maybe I'll have some,
German
beauty finds to share with everybody.
But what about, I know you've been testing some products here in the good old US of A.
I do. And guys, I make good on my promises. I think it was last week or the week before in the news, we were talking about Huda's new line. I know it's Huda. That's how she says it. I always want to say Huda. I've pronounced it 10 ways on the show. I'm so sorry, Huda. Glowish. It was her whole line designed to be less Instagram aesthetic, if you will, and more natural. So she had this new multi-dew skin tint, and the promise was that it was going to be, this isn't just a tinted moisturizer, it was going to be that finish, but without like moving around and staying put on your face. So I said I would test it.
Are you wearing it now?
Yes, I have been wearing it nonstop. I'm kind of obsessed. So as promised, it stays put longer than my tinted moisturizer. I love Laura Mercier still. Hers has SPF though. So I will say the glowish one, the multi-dew skin tint, does not have SPF. So you do have to wear SPF on top. But it has, I'm not going to call it pearlized because it doesn't have shimmer, but I cannot explain it. It is like this, like, I want to say it's like a holographic, like, almost as if you took like titanium dioxide and super nanoized it so that it was reflective with that little bit of like, not purplish glow, but like pearlish glow underneath.
Okay, a pearly glow.
So I don't like a lot of the they call it dewy when it's a tinted moisturizer. And I'm like, that's not dewy, that's mica. I'm shimmering.
Laura Mercier
Illuminated, lovely, but it's too much shimmer for me. I know you like that.
P.S. They discontinued it. I already wrote an email that was pointed.
Okay, so that what?
I was so upset. But
for people who like a serious glow that like is reflective in the sun, you turn your head and there's shimmer, that's that. The multi-dew skin tint, it's like ethereal is a little bit too much. Radiance.
I don't see you with an ethereal glow.
Yeah, all of these words are like overused, so I really can't explain it. But it looks dewy without looking oily. You do look glowy as promised, and it does stick around. And the tints are very forgiving and flexible. So ordering online for me, it was like, well, what am I? I'm a light to medium or medium. Both the light to medium and medium worked on me because they're very sheer. I don't know how she did it. It's not cheap. It's $38, but like you will not be disappointed. I guarantee it.
$38 to glow.
Ooh, them's fighting words or them's buying words over here.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to report back, make sure I let you guys know. There's also bronzers. To me, the bronzer was like not anything out of the ordinary. It's lovely, but like that's not the most original product. But this multi-dew skin tint, I was really feeling.
Okay. Okay.
We'll put a link. So if you want to check it out yourself, have you been trying anything new?
I've been using a lot of Gucci Westman because I did an event with Gucci a couple of weeks ago and they sent me a lot of products and I'm really liking that everything is in a stick and like very, everything's creamy.
Mom on the go.
Honestly, my aesthetic is mom on the go right now. Everything has to be fast. So I'm just really, it's a stick. So it's, I use the little, like the lit up stick. It's a dewy stick underneath. And then I use the creamy foundations. And ladies, okay, I'm going to let you in on a little trick. Okay, this is Gucci's trick. What? You use two different colors of shades of foundation. The lighter one under your eyes. And then, okay, you have to budget for two different shades of foundation. So, and this could be any foundation. Obviously, Gucci's using hers. And then the darker one on your
contours.
So it's not like you're not contouring like, oh, use a bronzer and then a, you know, like regular foundation shade.
Yes.
But it's just like, you just
you're
put the,
sculpting, you're kind of sculpting with, like
right,
to say, yes.
Exactly. So the lighter one underneath your eyes, almost as if it's a concealer, and then the darker one on the rest of your face. And she's like, that's like a photo shoot trick. And I will say it definitely like does a little brightening. Sometimes I don't have time for that though, because like Lake is like in between my legs or like rattling through, you know, something. And I actually, you know, we laugh about bronzer lately because I'm like, who's using bronzer? Like, you know, not me now. I mean, I just feel like I'm off bronzer. I do like her bronzers because they just add a little color.
Got it.
But I love all the creams. I like the creams because
yeah,
it's
I think
like,
we're both having a summer of dew and cream formula.
Also,
over
it's
here
quite forgiving.
And mascara.
My skin's really dry. It's just I just need the moisture.
Okay, I'm glad we're both getting the moisture this season.
One more thing.
Okay, and then we'll get into the show.
Yeah, I do like lip liner lately, but it's hard to remember to reapply.
I have yet to find a lip liner that stays as long as those long-lasting lipsticks.
I need a damn lip liner that stays the day.
Just so, like opening sodas for everybody to hear while we're recording.
Yes,
I love this.
I'm just getting into ladies.
Let's all get comfortable.
That's going to be my new thing. Ladies. This show is for all genders. I'm just joking.
Yeah. Oh,
guys.
No. Ladies refers to everyone
right
ladies now.
Ladies is
being,
everyone.
Like binary.
Yeah, this is like turtles could be like ladies. Okay. By the way, I saw a skunk last night. When's the last time you've ever seen a skunk?
It's going off the rails.
No, but I'm just asking you. When's the last time you've seen a skunk?
It's been years. Like maybe camping. I smell them, but
I haven't seen a skunk since I was a little kid. I saw a damn skunk and I was
in
so
Hoboken?
Happy. Yes. The skunk ran from
a city skunk?
Because Hoboken's not like rural. I don't even say it's suburban.
It's
kind of a city. The skunk ran from like kind of the water area to like the landscaping of my building. And I was like, you go, skunk. I was so excited for it.
Oh my God, look at her. She leaves Manhattan and she has skunks. She sent me pictures of geese, guys.
I am so happy.
Everybody knows I like birding.
But have you seen a skunk in a while? I was so happy.
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
While I'm in a good mood.
Glamorous.
Let's talk
glamorous
about,
update. Yeah. Thank you.
It was a skunk is a glamorous looking animal. That stripe. Whew.
Oh, very editorial. Mm-hmm. High contrast.
Very editorial.
He sculpted contour on that skunk.
Gucci, take a look at the skunk and I want some inspo for the next collection.
Love it. Oh, okay.
What's going on for the show?
You're doing the news. You're going to update everybody on what's going on in the beauty industry. And then we're going to talk about face shaving. It has come out of like, I feel I've been doing it for years, but like it's come out of the closet. Everybody's talking about, there's all these new products to help you do it. Is there any downside? I'll tell you, I have expert tips. We got all that. Then we're going to raise a wand and then that's it. That's our show. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready. I'm excited. Okay, we are ready for the news.
Yes, we are.
That's good. Jen and I are still talking about the skunk offline. Okay, I'm not over it. Okay, so listen, guys, it was only a matter of time. Hiram Yarbrough, aka Skincare by Hiram, is coming out with his very own line. Now, it's called Selfless by Hiram. And it's powered by the Inky List. So this is actually a partnership. So he's not starting his own, you know, standalone line. It's really a collaboration. Now it's going to roll out in 663 Sephora doors globally and Sephora.com on June 24th. Now WWD got the exclusive scoop, and this is what Hiram had to say about the line. This is a quote. He says, "We're in an industry focused on empowerment and self-care, ... I wanted to create a line that would be selfless and connect consumers' purchasing power with a greater cause. The goal is to help people empower themselves with high-quality skincare and give them the ability to empower others who are struggling with some of the biggest global issues. We are creating skincare that is a catalyst for bigger social change." Close quote. Whoa. What does that mean? So the brand is going to be partnering with nonprofit organizations that support the environment, health, education, and empowerment. Now, first year goals include protecting more than 2,500 acres of forest from deforestation, restoring 370,000 plus tons of carbon dioxide, and providing access to clean water for more than 35,000 people in Africa. The brand is going to start with 5 products, and none of them will go over $30. Whew, that is ambitious.
It's very ambitious. I would like to see some number, some money numbers on those goals, because I feel like sometimes when they say, we're saving this many acres of forest, I'm like, did that cost $50 or did that cost $5 million? Like, just to see if the money's going where the claims are. But that is his vibe. So I wouldn't be surprised if a significant portion of the profits it'll take to do that.
Yeah, it's I don't know what the back end looks like.
I actually looked in because I was like, is there a way for me to like do the math and figure out how much money that actually took? I don't think so. But
yeah,
I like both those people. I like him and I like the brand, the Inky List. So I'm excited to see what they come up with. We should test it and report back.
Very exciting. Now, celebrity fan accounts. Jen, do you follow any of them? Like Twitter or on Instagram?
Only when Eric writes a celebrity profile for Esquire, because he always gets retweeted by like the celebrity fan account. They're
Yeah.
So I thought like there's a BTS one that like he got linked to and that was crazy. I did. They're very fascinating. Anyway,
they are fascinating. I don't really, I mean, unless there's like a celebrity I'm really into and I just want to like look at pictures or something, or I don't know. But I don't follow any because I find that they usually don't like add a lot of like real news or, you know.
Yeah,
valuing.
And I'm not that obsessive of a fan about anyone, so.
they don't really add a lot of value to the conversation, but sometimes they do come through. The Harry News came through. On Friday, May 28th, at the Harry News tweeted, talking about Harry Styles, so Harry Styles here, guys, okay?
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course, Harry, come on. Harry is listed as a director under a new company for perfume and cosmetics. As of May 25th, the company is named Pleased As Holdings Limited, as of now.
And Pleased As.
Pleased As, yes. And Harry is named as a director of the business alongside colleague and former personal assistant, Emma Spring. Mm. So it looks like if we can kind
combing
of...
The news for us. This is like me with my patent research I do to find out what new lines are coming out. You're doing like celeb fan. This is good news.
Right.
Harry's
so
doing something.
These are like, you know, like real journalists over here. So it looks like he is going to have some kind of beauty brand at some point. That's all we really know right now.
Okay.
The largest beauty retailer in the U.S. is taking the 15% pledge. Who is that? It is Ulta. Ulta has made a promise to devote 15% of its shelf space to Black-owned brands. This pledge was created last year. Some of you may remember, longtime listeners, or at least listeners for the past 12 months. This was created last year by accessories designer Aurora James, and brands like Sephora, Blue Mercury, even Macy's and Crate and Barrel have gotten on board. And in a statement, James said, "This announcement is huge and our partnership will have a monumental impact for Black businesses within the beauty industry. As we approach our one-year anniversary, we look forward to building on our momentum, expanding our partnerships, and continuing to create opportunities for Black business owners," close quote.
I love this work is continuing. This makes me happy. Good yeah. job, Ulta.
Yeah, major, major. Okay. Clé de Peau, I love Clé de Peau. Oh, I love the room. So beautiful. Has a new global color director, makeup artist Benjamin Pucky. Now, if you're not familiar with his work, please go check him out. His Instagram is very straightforward, at Benjamin Pucky. He is a major name in the editorial world. He's worked with brands like British Vogue, French Vogue, W, Harper's Bazaar. You get the picture, all the likely suspects, really just, you know, very beautiful sort of artistic editorial work. And of course, he's worked with all the big designers and Fashion Week. His work has a very artistic bent, but it's always very elegant. So this makes sense, in my opinion, for Clé de Peau. Mm-hmm. Check him out. I think it's a great pick. I'm just throwing in my own little commentary there for that one.
You're allowed. It is your podcast.
I'm really happy for him. And then finally, in Jess's Animal House. I feel like we need a sound effect for
Skunk
that.
News.
Okay, exactly. I snuck a little one in there too, okay? Tresemme has gotten PETA's Global Beauty Without Bunnies special, you know, seal accolades. It's part of their program. And that means that the company, Tresemme, has banned tests on all animal tests on animals. FYI, Tresemme is not a vegan line yet. I'm going to say fingers crossed because there are, you know, some of the products do have like, you know,
waxes usually, or
milks or, you know, whatnot. But the company has announced that they no longer test on animals worldwide. The brand joins Suave and Dove, two other Unilever brands that do not test on animals. So I just want to say from my heart, thank you, Tresemme. And I really hope that other brands will look at Tresemme, be inspired, and follow suit. So that is the news.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Let's talk about shaving. Not your legs, not your armpits, not your bikini line, your face. Jess. First of all, I'm curious because I did this sort of like way back when I'm very hairy, I think it's the Persian heritage in me, got a full mustache, a unibrow. At a certain point in life, I'm like, I'm not waxing. My skin's too sensitive. I just started secretly shaving it with a little dollar store throwaway eyebrow razors, but I would use them on my mustache. For years, I've done this, but I didn't really talk about it. People are talking about it. Have you ever done it?
Well, you know I'm a big fan of the Dermaflash.
Yes, but like that came out, what, a couple years ago at most?
No, I didn't do anything before that.
You didn't. And what got, so what drew you to the Dermaflash? Or just the idea of dermaplaning?
The press event.
You get the real truth here on Fat Mascara.
Yeah. Like, you know, I knew that some people did, you know, the tinkle, which is that the little,
those little razors. Yeah.
Well, wait a second. Okay. I'll tell you what I did do, which is like, you know, a version of what we're talking about. I used to have major peach fuzz and my hair is red. Yeah. And I was like, I look like a pirate because it was like red, you know. Like
Sideburning. Yeah.
And I used to go, I mean, this is like, I'm telling you, I actually just honestly blocked this out. I completely forgot about this. I used to go to a woman in my town, this was when I was a teenager, and get it waxed. Like I'd go, she had like a spa in her like house. Yeah, yeah. And by the spa, I mean like a weird room with like a facial bed. And she'd put the hot wax on my face and like the gauze. And then like she'd charge, you know, like, you know, $18
or
something.
That's the thing. The cost of waxing your face?
Oh, but get this. I would have like boils, like cystic acne, like underneath for like the week after. And I would just...
It's probably like folliculitis, but yeah.
But it would break out. Like it wasn't folliculitis because...
Yeah, now you don't have peach fuzz. Instead, you have like weird beard acne.
Exactly. Because it would like, you could pop it. It wasn't just like, you know, bumps.
Ugh.
And then we would just accept it as like, my mom would be like, oh, and then for a week you have acne. And then we'd be like, just accept it. I was like, yeah. And then we have acne for a week.
It's like, what's the worst of two evils? Like having hair on your face or bumps on your face. Take your choice. I think this is why a lot of women...
This is so crazy. I forgot razors. About this.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people have gone through that experience.
Oh my God.
Clearly a lot of men shave their face, but like gender non-mattering at this point, like hair on your face, if you don't want it, is annoying. So the first time I had a dermaplaning procedure in the office, they were billing it for exfoliation. I went to a facialist and after she finished the facial, she dermaplaned with a surgical steel blade, did my whole face. And I was like, oh my God, my skin looks amazing because it was more reflective because the peach fuzz or the vellus hairs were not there. And I thought, well, why don't I just take the razor that I usually use just on the mustache and, you know, the brows or wherever, sideburns, and just do the whole face. And so I did because it looked amazing. So that is kind of the trend that I think companies have gotten on, that dermaplaning that was happening in the facial in the facialist or the derm's office has now moved into at-home products.
Okay.
So I wanted to get like the deal on, can you do anything wrong? Because I did hear on another podcast that it's possible that the hairs, which are the vellus hairs, the peach fuzz hairs, not those coarser hairs that come from like hormonal, you know, like pubic hair or things like that, could change and get coarser if you shave your face. And I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. Let me talk to Heidi Waldorf, MD. So Heidi's a dermatologist. She's actually been on the show. And she said she has never seen shaving of the facial hairs convert the hairs to like what are called terminal hairs, those coarser hairs. She's not even sure how it would work. And this is what she tells her patients when they're worried, like if they're face shavers and they're worried about doing this to their face or the hair coming in coarser, think about the hair on your head. You cut it your entire life. You could even shave your head if you were a guy or a woman, whatever. It's not coming in thicker. It's already dead. You're cutting it above the surface of the skin.
Right.
She's like, you're not affecting the bulge of the hair, the follicle. If you wax, that's different. That could change the hair, you know, because you're pulling it out at the root. Maybe you cause some problems, whatever. But shaving it right at the surface isn't going to do that. Maybe the edge of the hair is more blunt, so it might feel a little bit pricklier. It's not that fine point because it didn't grow fresh.
Sure.
But it does not get coarser. And listen, I have been shaving this mustache now for, I want to say, a decade. It's not getting any darker.
Yeah, you don't have like
I mean, there's a couple more chin hairs now, so I have to shave those as well. That's a new fun thing. But, you know, it doesn't do that. She did give a little advice, though, if you're going to use these products, because I sent her links to a bunch of them. I was like, why can't you just use like a My Billy razor, a facial razor? She's like, you could. It's doing the same thing, but they're not angled to help like with the smaller contours of your face, and you might end up cutting yourself if you're using a regular safety
plate. That's the best thing I've heard you say this whole time. Not that you're saying bad
like
things, but I think this is the most like dire information.
Yeah, but like you could do your cheek probably safely, but that's the only uncontoured place on your face. If you want to get like anywhere else on your face, you need a tiny razor, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's really critical. Okay.
So she said for that reason, it is a good idea to get either an at-home dermaplaning device. Those are the ones that sort of vibrate so that they get a nice tight shave. Or you could get the analog. I called it analog manual, the ones that don't vibrate. I have a couple to recommend. Jess, you said you like the Dermaflash. Do you know they just came out with the mini?
I did not.
Yes. It's coming out now. I already saw it on Blue Mercury, but it was sold out. So I'm not sure if that's because they just haven't gotten in their stock yet. It's the smaller size and it's only like $60 because the Dermaflash device is more expensive. So something to look into. There's also Versed, you know, the skincare company. They just came out with a dermaplaning tool.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's even less expensive. I think it's something like
Target,
$20.
Right? I think they sell
at
Target.
It looks like one of those eyebrow razors. It's not quite as fancy and large blade as like a Dermaflash or that kind of thing. And then I've been reading a lot about this company, Jill, and it's tryjill.com. It's a subscription kit for the at-home dermaplaning device. And it was started by this influencer and blogger. And honestly, you only, and Dr. Waldorf said this too, you only want to use that blade once for this pursuit, because you don't want to get dirt on it. Even if you rubbed it with alcohol, then it's not as sharp a blade. You really want to only use it once. So that can get pricey. So this Jill thing is like a subscription refills for the blades.
Okay. I like it.
I think it also is more sustainable because I do feel bad. I go to the dollar store for those little face razors. You know, they're like a dollar each, but there's a plastic handle that's just getting wasted. Like I throw it in the recycling bin, but I don't know what's happening. So it's nice to me that these are refillable.
It's like when people use those plastic flossers and you're like, why?
I used them once and then I heard someone say, what about all the waste? And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, you don't need another piece of plastic in the landfill.
Yeah, they're like, they look like little swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
So weird.
No good. Okay. All right, cool.
Those are the tips. And if you're worried about the hair changing what it's like, one thing, Dr. Waldorf did say, if that happens to you, she's not saying you're crazy. Go to a derm. There might be a hormonal reason, a shift in hormones. There could be something else going on because if the hair on your face is getting coarser, and we're not talking about postmenopausal when that happens anyway, and it happens more suddenly, it's not going to be from face shaving. Something else is happening. So you might want to look into that.
And one thing I want to add, though, with the Dermaflash, just as a Dermaflash user, I think it's really important to read the directions with the Dermaflash. And
Oh, yes. It
says, you know, use a fresh blade for every time. And I think I've said this before on a previous show. You could be cynical about it and be like, well, they want to sell more blades. And I don't think that's it. I think it's like if you use a dull blade over and over, I think you're going to get like a red rash because I used one like more than once and I felt my skin was itchy. I think it's like for the most clean, effective result.
It's the smoothest cut. And then even if you sanitize it, you're not doing like surgical sanitizing. There might be some dirt that you're reintroducing when you cut the second time around.
Correct. Like, and you want to make sure the skin is like really clean. They give you like a little cleanser and then they give you this moisturizer that has like nothing in it, like no fragrance or anything. Like use the
for
system.
Afterwards.
Yeah, yes. Like use the system. Don't use your cleanser you already have. Don't use a moisturizer that you already have on top of it. Use their system. Just like follow it to the letter. And then carry on.
And if
you're
doing it with one of these other tools that's not part of a system, same applies. Cleanse your skin first, not with a really moisturizing cleanser, not with like a balm or a melting cleanser. You want like squeaky clean skin that's like maybe uncomfortably dry
Correct.
In order to do this the right way. And then afterwards, actually, Dr. Waldorf said that too, make sure to moisturize afterwards because, quote, the superficial exfoliation leaves the surface of the skin more exposed to the elements. Because remember, you took off the hair, but you also took out some dead skin cells, so
right.
You'll be a little bit more sensitive.
And then you don't want to put on like some active moisturizer or serum.
No, because just like a nice...
You'll be horrified.
She said a good humectant with occlusive ingredients, so a nice like non-active product.
CeraVe, Aquaphor, something like that.
If you want a real big do occlusive movement, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel smoother just like talking about this. Everybody needs to stop hiding the face shaving. It's like totally natural. I'll even let Eric like walk in when I'm doing my mustache now. Like I'm not even ashamed anymore.
That's really big.
It's just my moment for body acceptance, everyone. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but I love that. Love that for you.
It is time to raise a wand. It's a mascara wand if you're new to the show, okay? Let's have a listener tell us about a product they love. Take it away, Saloni.
Hi, Fat Mascara. My name is Saloni, and I raise a wand to the Nude Sticks Cream Blush, specifically a new shade called Picante that they released in collaboration with Alana Davidson. I think she is a beauty and lifestyle influencer from Canada. The shade is a really, really pretty pop of like an orange coral. And I can see myself, you know, just stepping into summer in like a white or a neutral outfit with this bright pop of orange on my cheeks. I typically gravitate towards very neutral tones, very safe tones. But this one has really pushed me out of my comfort zone and I'm enjoying it so far. Thanks.
Wow. You really got the memo about the blush.
Yes.
I'm inspired.
And she's kicking it up. Nude Sticks Picante.
Ooh.
Spicy. Picante. I love this. Yeah. Right,
send us your razor wands. You can send them in a voice memo, which is the clearest. You can email them. You can call and leave a message with our phone number. It's not...
which is?
It's not toll-free. Jen actually has it memorized.
646-481-8182. And if you want to email, it's info@fatmascara.com.
I think that my cat might have it memorized. I should have her come in.
Like 5,000 times on this show.
I think I'm going to have Late come in and do it when she can talk in like a year.
Oh, Late.
646. Okay.
All right. Keep to that promise. In 1 year when she's like a better talker, I need her to come on and raise her wand and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be happy with just like talker. Okay. So what is your razor wand?
My razor wand is a body oil, the Ooh. Ellis Brooklyn Myth Spectacular Scented Body Oil. So Myth was a perfume that Bee did. Bee's the founder of Ellis Brooklyn. By the way, she's been on the show, I think it was maybe even before she launched the brand, because she's a New York Times columnist as well, beauty journalist, longtime friend of the pod. Anyway, so Ellis Brooklyn is an amazing fragrance company. This body oil, you know how I love a scented body oil with a musk base, and that's what this has. The base of it is patchouli, liquid musks, and white cedar wood. But she's no dummy. She put a little bergamot on the top and cassis. So like you're getting that skin muskiness, but it has this summer quality to it. So it's not like, you know, organic food store patchouli musk. You know what I'm saying?
You took me on a fantasy and then you were like,
and then I brought it back to Worcester. I was like, and it's a really nice, the body oil itself is not just like, here's a carrier oil and we threw in the fragrance. It's got like squalane. It's very moisturizing. A couple drops are like slip slidey all over your body. So this is like a luxury body oil, but like you barely need any to get the scent and the moisturizing. It's so, it's, of course, it's like skincare too. She's a beauty editor. She knows what she's doing.
Just a couple drops. You just need a couple.
Just a couple drops.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Well, I am also having a textural moment. I'm really all about sensual textures right now. I am loving the Décolleté Eye Gems. These are, honestly, I have to say, I think the nicest eyeshadows you can get. I'm wearing them right now, one of them.
Beautiful.
Do you see, Jen?
Well, it's not a visual podcast, so you could be modeling all you want. Nobody sees it but me.
Okay. It's a creamy eyeshadow. They are Japanese eyeshadows. Just want to let everyone know, Décolleté is a Japanese line. And they come in single pots. You open the pot, you take twist the little cap off, and you put your finger in it, and it's almost like a souffle. You know what I mean? Yes. I shouldn't say souffle. Like, it's not going to come off on your, like... It's not like a mousse. It's not like, oh, you dipped it your finger in and like, oh, now it's like on your finger. And so you kind of have to like smudge it on and it's almost like a mochi kind of texture, you know? And then you smear it on. I don't think you need a brush. You probably could use a brush, but I just put it on with my fingertip because I'm doing a lot of brush-free texture.
I want you to redo that with the verb instead of smear. Being glide.
Glide.
Just to keep it luxe.
Okay, glide. Right, right. I don't think that's in there.
That's what the directions say on the Décolleté. Dip your finger in, smear it on your lid.
What's Japanese for smear? Yeah.
Glide.
Glide. Glide. Okay. Glide it over the lids, and then it blends very nicely with your fingertip. I'm just using one shade now, but you can blend like different shades. But it's really just a beautiful texture. And I'm finding that it's not traveling because it does like set to a powder. It's not that wet.
Oh,
it's not very wet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That's why I said it's
mochi. Even though it has that nice texture, it once it's on the eye, it's staying.
Yes. We all know those brands that are kind of more like a wet, like
souffle.
Wet souffle.
Yes, those definitely travel.
Those travel. Right. This is a more of a dry souffle. So it is a luxury product. I think it's, hold on, I'm pulling it up now, guys. I think they're $27 or $30, depending on the site I'm seeing.
It's a nice little treat
it's
for
a
the
treat.
Summer.
It's
and you'll,
a treat.
A little dabble, do you? You don't
dabble,
need a lot,
do
right?
you? Yeah. I've had some of these for like a year now. I think we talked about expiry dates, but like, I think you're going to pick one shade that you like and just like wear
you'll
the hell
go
out of
it. In a year.
Yeah. Pick a nice neutral. So anyway, I'm loving it.
Ooh. I love that. I love that. Okay. Well, that was an excellent show. I hope the skunk's still doing fine outside. Not, we'll check in on him next week.
I'm going out tonight. I'm going to see if I can find him. I've named
Little
him
skunky.
Flower.
Take a picture if you do.
Yeah. So, yes, I welcome also skunk photos if anyone sees any. Because now I'm like,
yes,
super excited.
Please.
Back on skunks.
Please. If not, he might be getting his beauty sleep because that's what you guys should do. Get your beauty sleep. And we'll see you on Thursday.
See you later, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.